You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by one of the 2017 One Beat Fellows, Haile Supreme. He is a rapper and singer from Washington, D.C. Haile, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to get there with the One Beat crew and perform for all the beautiful people in Jackson.
Yeah, now all of the One Beat Fellows met at the Caldera Art Center in Central Oregon in mid-September, and that's where you are now. What did that entail? What have you guys been working on?
Where do I even begin? So essentially, we've been broken off into multiple different teams, but our days consist of like a vocal, choral warm-up in the beginning with a meditation, and then we've essentially been learning from different masters of music of respective instruments and innovative techniques that have like Mark Stewart, Shahzad Ismaili. We had some people from the Void Academy who came by yesterday. So it's literally like a holistic, enriching experience for an artist. Not only are you being blessed with knowledge from the people who are teaching us these exercises to extend our techniques on the instruments and, you know, break the barriers, but we're also surrounded by other people who are just as involved and just as obsessed with music as you are. And for me, coming from Washington, D.C., there wasn't that many. I'd say the creative economy is a little bit smaller there, that you don't find as many artists in concentration as, like, say, New York City. So for me to be around as many other people who are obsessed with music is, like, that alone is an amazing experience, just to learn from these people and hear their respective stories. So, yeah, our day-to-day has been started with meditation. We have these exercises where we jam together and other exercises where we don't necessarily use our main instruments, and we still are able to find a common ground for us to communicate with.
So have you guys been put into teams to perform when you're going to go on tour? Or how does that work exactly?
So we're each, the entire group was divided into three different teams, which each have a slightly different focus. For example, the team I'm on, which is affectionately referred to as the Green Team, one of our missions has been to provide a score for a movie called Koyaanisqatsi, which we'll be performing a couple times throughout the tour, but it's essentially a film that was scored by Philip Glass and has a lot of groundbreaking techniques that were used in 1981 when this film came out, like the speed up shots and what have you. Essentially, there's a lot of quotables from this movie, even without the words, just from the scene cinematography standpoint. But that's one of the main focuses that my team is doing, is providing a score for that. Whereas, say, for example, the Blue Team, they're working with children in the surrounding community and helping them with finding their voice on their instrument and learning new techniques to create and express themselves. So while we all are working with kids in one way or another, like, for example, the other day we had some kids from the neighboring, I believe, summer camp, high school students who came in, and they helped us, gave us critique on our score for the movie that we're going to be performing this Friday. So there's a lot of really cool projects. Another one is that we're providing music and interactive dance music workshop for skateboarders in Boise, Idaho. So we're going to be setting up interactive, workshops / performance sessions where people will be skating to our music and we'll be mimicking their movements through the notes and the rhythms that we play.
That sounds cool. And you guys started off your tour in Bend at the Belfry.
Yes.
How was the first performance?
That was amazing. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect. The Belfry is this really cool venue. It's like one of the centerpieces of the town, and apparently it was an old church, so it's got a little bit of a, not necessarily intimidating vibe, but it's definitely got high ceilings. And that was maybe my second time performing in Oregon, but I was just blown away by people came out in groves, and it was a very family-oriented vibe. So, you know, they had a lot of respected elders in the community as well as their grandkids and young people there. So it was an amazing and interesting opportunity to perform for people of both those, levels of wisdom. And it was just really cool to see all of them responding to our music and 17 different countries worth of vibes and music being put out, and everybody responded to it. So I was really, really pleased with that.
Yeah, I was wondering what your perspective is as one of the American fellows. I believe there's five of you.
Yeah.
To be able to host all these international musicians in your own country, what is that like?
It's very interesting. It goes from different teaching moments to them, certain people from different countries not knowing how to use the washing machines here, to them playing a rhythm which I can't wrap my head around because I've been schooled through a Western lens of music. It's like there's so many moments where I'm constantly being taught, and at the same time we're passing an olive branch back and forth of trying to understand each other. It's really cool, but I think I have an interesting perspective because being that I lived in Ethiopia for a while and that my entire family is straight from Ethiopia, I kind of have one foot in being raised in the States as well as one foot still in Ethiopia. But so it's been awesome, especially to interact with certain there's two fellows from Morocco which I've been able to really really bond with, and I've learned so much about the similarities between different cultures in Morocco and in Ethiopia and that whole part of Africa. And just to be able to be like a tour guide and break down colloquial terms, it's been a really, really cool bonding experience because we're all learning from each other. So being one of the U.S. fellows has been a really cool experience because I get to see both sides.
If you're just tuning in, I am on the phone with Haile Supreme, who is one of the 25 music fellows that are heading to Jackson on October 13th with One Beat. They're going to be performing at the Center for the Arts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the Center for the Arts box office and are $18, but $10 for students. So, Haile, I'd like to hear more about some of your outside projects, particularly Daybreakers, which I haven't attended yet, but I have friends that go to in Denver and rave about it.
Oh, man, I love being a part of the Daybreaker family. I've been emceeing for Daybreaker for about 2.5 years. I was kind of on the launch team in D.C., and I've kind of been there ever since day one. And that experience is crazy because being somebody who usually performs in the nightlife circuit, when I first started doing those gigs, which for the people who are listening, if you're not familiar, they're 6 a.m. transformative, sober dance experiences. So whereas most people, when they first hear the idea, they're like, oh, so you guys get drunk and party through the morning. It's like, no, we wake up early and we start the day on our own terms. With dance, with yoga, with caffeine and with your friends and sweat. And there's not a lot of different events or types of parties that I've participated in that bring such a tangible energy where nobody's relying on substances, you know?
A different perspective to dance party, huh?
Such a different perspective. Especially like me, one of the other projects I play in is called Congo Sanchez, and that's like very dance-oriented nighttime music. But it's just, since I became a part of this organization, Daybreaker, I mean, being a young performer, I used to be like, oh, I need something to take the buzz off. Oh, maybe I need a shot or a beer to help me with with being afraid. But now I've gotten to the point where I don't need any substance at all to get in that zone, because if I can get in the zone of performance mentality, like 30 minutes after I've got up out of bed, whether it's me, sometimes I don't even sleep before those events, but I get replenished from the energy that I feel with the shows. So I've been, right, literally 2 days before Daybreaker, I did one in Japan, and we launched in Japan, and that was a really good segue into Daybreaker, and especially into One Beat with the international focus here, because that was my first time being booked to play overseas. This first time music took me overseas as a solo act, and it was a little bit difficult at first to rally up the people who didn't speak a different language, but it showed me that a little bit goes a long way. I learned a couple key phrases in Japanese, and they loved it so much. And it's the same thing with that olive branch idea I was talking about. Like, if you show people that you're trying to learn their culture, whether it's through the music or knowledge of the food or anything like that, it goes a long way. So it was a really good segue to me coming here and represent USA for this State Department and Found Sound Fellowship.
Yeah, and I'm sure that One Beat has just opened up even more doors to exploring more outside our country's borders.
It's truly, I mean, maybe I've been using super grand adjectives so far, but I really can't tell you enough how much of a life-changing experience One Beat has been. It's literally a dream. It's like I studied business in college, and that was my biggest regret, is not studying music. But this feels like me being able to get a 4 years worth of music curriculum, but all condensed into a 6-week tour and residency with other artists from around the world. Like, it's all the good stuff, except without any of the homework, you know? Really, it's a blessing.
Well, Highlight, thank you so much. We are really looking forward to hosting One Beat here in Jackson on October 13th.
Oh, we can't wait. We are going to tear it up. We hope you guys are ready to dance and ready to strap your seatbelts in and go somewhere else while we play music from around the world.
That was One Beat fellow Haile Supreme, who is one of the American artists from the 25 Music Fellows. They're hailing from 17 different countries, and they're heading to Jackson on Friday, October 13th to perform at the Center for the Arts. Tickets are $18 and are available at the Center for the Arts box office, and they're offering a $10 student ticket. The meet and greet with the artists will be at 5:30 on Friday afternoon, and then the concert will start at 7:30 p.m. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.